An Anchor in the Storm, a compilation.
This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19. Jesus Christ is the anchor of your soul. Don't needlessly fret about the details of life. You belong to God, and there's nothing that can force you to crash on the rocks. You are secure because He is secure. Trust Christ in every circumstance. Then relax, enjoy the sunset, savor the flavor of life. Rest, knowing that in every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. Steve McVeigh. We have someone in whom we can rest assured, eternally secure. We know that God is watching out for us wherever we are and whatever we're doing. We have that anchor. It hardly matters what happens around us on the constantly changing sea of life. We can survive it and surmount it because we have Him. David Brandt Berg. The fact that the early Christians often used the symbol of the fish to signal their faith to fellow believers is common knowledge. Their use of an anchor is less well known. From ancient times, the anchor was viewed as a symbol of safety. For Christians, the anchor symbolized their hope in Christ, who would bring them to the safe harbor of His heavenly kingdom. Anchors adorn numerous tombs of early Christians buried in the catacombs beneath Rome. Christine Hunt. We do not steady the ship by fixing the anchor on anything that is inside the vessel. The anchorage must be outside of the ship. And so the soul does not rest on what it sees in itself, but on what it sees in the character of God, the certainty of His truth, the impossibility of His falsehood. Adapted from Dr. Thomas Chalmers. I've an anchor safe and sure that can evermore endure. I withstand the tempest's shock, for my anchor grips the rock. Through the storm I safely ride till the turning of the tide. For in Christ I can be bold, I've an anchor that shall hold. And it holds, my anchor holds. Blow your wildest then, O gale, on my bark so small and frail. By His grace I shall not fail, for my anchor holds, my anchor holds. William Clark Martin, 1864 to 1914. All the peace and favor of the world cannot calm a troubled heart, but where this peace is which Christ gives, all the trouble and disquiet of the world cannot disturb it. Robert Layton. Submarine navigators tell us from their experience that storms do not reach very deep into the ocean. The water is perfectly calm, 100 feet down, no matter how high the breakers may rise on the surface. There is quiet in the depths that no surface storms can disturb. This is possible, too, in human lives. There can be serenity and peace within, undisturbed by the storms of the world. Jesus is our peace. Author unknown. One night during a terrible storm, a man walked along the shore of the sea. The clouds hung low overhead, the wind howled, thunder roared, lightning flashed, and the rain poured down in torrents. The man pulled his overcoat closer around him, bent his body to the wind, and hurried home. A little bird, lost in the storm, sought shelter under his coat. He took it in his hand, carried it home, and placed it in a warm cage. The next morning, after the storm had subsided and the clouds had cleared away, he took the little bird to the door. It paused on his hand for a moment, then, lifting its tiny wings, it hurried back to its forest home. Then it was that Charles Wesley, 1707 to 1788, went back to his room and wrote the words to a song that is loved around the world today and will live on in time. Jesus, lover of my soul, let me to thy bosom fly, while the nearer waters roll, while the tempest still is high. Hide me, O my Saviour, hide, till the storm of life be past, safe into the haven guide. O, receive my soul at last. Other refuge have I none, hangs my helpless soul on thee. Leave me not alone. Still support and comfort me. Mrs. Charles E. Cowman. When the Bible describes God as our refuge, it is saying that God is our safe place when we need protection from something. Knowing God as our refuge enables us to trust Him more freely. We need not fear situations or people who threaten our well-being, whether in a physical or spiritual sense. There's no situation we will ever face that is out of God's control. So the best place to be always is right with Him. The name of the Lord is a fortified tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. God is our refuge. However, that does not mean He will never lead us into difficult or dangerous situations. Jesus led the disciples into a boat, knowing full well that a violent storm was brewing. The disciples were terrified. But Jesus, their refuge, calm the storm. When we are in God's will, we can face even the most dangerous situations with confidence, because God is with us. Jesus told us, "In me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world." No matter what our circumstance, the safest place to be is always in the center of God's will. He promises to be our refuge. Never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. So we say with confidence, "The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?" From gotquestions.org.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.